Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app, then click Big Willie 105.5. You got Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes 94.9 FM, yet one more new radio station signal carrying our show. Also, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream of the show, by going to Facebook. Follow Dimitri on Facebook. And make sure it's the Dimitri with the 7,500 followers, because the others are just fakes, and they have like a couple, and they're terrible. In any event, the real one is with the 7,500 followers. Follow me. You can see the Facebook live stream of the show. You can also go to the Big Willie Facebook, Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, and also see the show there. An update regarding the paper cut that I had this morning. During the Coach's Corner thing, I'm walking around here trying to find our first aid office or station and the nurse and everything. Can't find the nurse. Can't find the first aid anything. Try to get a Band-Aid here. Chris Rose, our state senator, one of our state senators, said that, well, just rub some dirt in it. Well, you know, he's a fourth-generation coal miner. That's the kind of stuff they do. I'm not. In any event, so I thought, I'll get a Band-Aid. They can't find a Band-Aid in this place. If I get bled to death, and no Band-Aids. So I got a paper towel, wetted it, wrapped it around my thumb, where the paper cut is, and I got a rubber band to wrap around that to keep it in place. So that's the solution now. Because, I mean, I was bleeding all over, like my material and all that. There's a picture of it right there, just bleeding all over the place. So hopefully this will do it. All right, now if you just joined us, first I want to apologize for the last segment that I was on. We're trying to give away a four-pack of tickets, a great prize. Prize package, four-pack of passes for the Carnegie Science Center, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place, a destination in Pittsburgh, most popular museum in Pittsburgh. It's a really, really neat place. If you have kids or just adults, I mean, for that matter, this is the place you got to go to. It's fantastic. Got a four-pack of passes for you. They're good for the month of August. They're good for August. Now, you got to come here and pick them up if you're the winner. But it's got to be, you got to pick them up. We just don't trust the postal service. We just don't trust it. So it's on Rock Hill here. It's 56325 High Ridge Road. 56325 High Ridge Road in Bel Air, across the street from the Rock Hill Presbyterian Church. And we're looking for the 10th caller. We're close. We are very close. Again, we've had some major issues with our listeners, a lot of passive-aggressive stuff, a lot of stuff where they're just not paying attention, and it sounded pretty much like a train wreck. But I'm figuring now, we're down to the last four, we should be, I hope, okay. Again, here are the rules. You got to call. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. When I answer, don't hang up. Some people have actually done that. That's not how a telephone call works. Don't hang up. I will ask you your name, where you're calling from, what are you doing, whatever. And then I will tell you what caller number you are. The 10th caller wins the four-pack of passes. Make sure that the volume is all the way down on your radio or anything else, any other device that you're listening to the show. Because if I hear that in the background, we get feedback and it's this horrible mess and nothing is going to work. So this is not really hard to do. Apparently it is for some of our listeners. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. We've cleared the lines. This is your chance. Four-pack of passes for August, Carnegie Science Center. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. All right, let's take our chances again. Hi, welcome to Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Eli.
Eli, where are you calling from?
Outside of Bethany.
Outside of Bethany, great. What do you do, Eli?
I drive truck.
What do you drive? What's in the truck? Illegals?
I drive roll-off.
Roll-offs, okay, great. Well, Eli, you are caller number eight. Caller number eight, so good luck to you, sir. Next, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Sean,
where are you calling from?
I'm going to work. I'm in Bel-Air.
Bel-Air, okay. What kind of work do you do, Sean?
I work for an eye doctor, a cataract surgeon.
Ah, okay, great. You are caller number eight. Hurry back. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Hey, it's Eli again.
Eli, you're number nine. Oh, my God, so close and yet so far away. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
This is Sean again.
Sean, congratulations. You're the big winner. Yes! Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
Sean. I love the Carnegie Science Center.
It's the best. Now, Sean, how do you spell your first name?
S-H-A-W-N.
All right. And last name?
Lloyd, L-L-O-Y-D.
Okay, great. Well, Sean Lloyd, we're going to have a four-pack for you here. You can pick it up during business hours. Bring some sort of an ID. And congratulations again, Sean Lloyd. Way to go.
Awesome. Very exciting. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Simple as that. Simple as that. I felt bad for Eli. I really did, especially with the roll-off thing. I was wondering if that was one of my clients. I hope not, but I don't know. Anyway, so Sean Lloyd, congratulations. See how simple that is? Please make note of this. Please make note of this because I'm going to have some more prize packages to give away the next few days. And this will be your chance to win and win big. But that's all it takes. You call. You don't hang up when I answer. You talk to me. You make sure the volume is spotted down on your phone or on your radio or whatever you're listening to me on so that there's no feedback. You tell me your first name. You tell me your last name, where you work, what do you do. And I tell you what number you are, and it was just that simple. This is not rocket surgery. This is not brain science. It's not any of those. And I mean that literally. It's a simple concept. You call, 10th caller wins. That's all there's to it. It's a phone. That's all this is. All right, so congratulations to Sean Lloyd. That is terrific. So next, let's see here. This story. This was so. The local media is so god awful here. It's difficult to overstate how depressing it is for me. I actually like journalism. For many years, I worked at the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. I had a column. I wrote editorials, some of the best editorials, by the way, and did many other things there at the newspaper. It was a major market daily newspaper, Pittsburgh Tribune Review, publisher Richard Mellenscaife, God rest his soul, wonderful man. I'm used to a certain level of journalism. I come here to the Valley and trying to find any kind of journalism, with a few rare exceptions here and there. But generally speaking, it's soul-crushing. It is just soul-crushing. What they're trying to pass off as journalism is nothing more than propaganda, and it's pretend propaganda at that. It's pretty much pretend everything. And it's not just for local newsmakers and all that, because they all get a free ride. They all get softball questions. No tough questions whatsoever. It's all about, you know, make sure that you don't upset anybody and maybe they'll advertise with us, that sort of a thing. And they use fluff and pretend that it's news. And there are 101 different examples. I will give you the latest, one. It's Channel 7. This morning, I've got to watch 7 and 9 and read the newspapers and see what's happening on Twitter and Facebook in order to prepare for the show. That's why whenever I come on, I know what I'm talking about, issues that most of you have never heard of before, and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe this, I can't believe that. Yeah, it's because I've been digging through most of the morning, like getting up at 3 or so or 3:30 to dig to get all this stuff for you, so to present it for you on my show. So I've got to watch the local TV stations. And boy, let me tell you, it is tough some days. It is really tough. Like this morning, it was so bad. The preview of the 5 o'clock news on Channel 9, the preview, NBC has a network news type magazine show, and then around 4:55-ish, some of the new news anchors come on from 9 and say, you know, this is what we're covering and all that. Typically, that's how it works. Sometimes it's just one anchor. This morning, one of the main stories was, of course, those poor people from Buffalo who died. People, I guess the grandparents, their 70s, 80s, 90s, I don't know, who went off the road on the way to the Palace of Gold. Very sad, heartbreaking story. But the picture on 9, when they were teasing us about, here's what's coming up in the newscast. Apparently, the picture that they had would not normally fill up the TV screen. Apparently, they must have had a small picture of these poor people, and they were dressed in their Indian-type garments and everything. It's really heartbreaking. Some genius at 9 probably thought to himself, you know, if we can just somehow expand this picture, stretch it out, change the dimensions, it'll cover our whole screen. And that's what they did. The only problem was that the width and the height, the dimensions weren't uniform. They weren't coordinated. And so you saw this picture of these poor people who just died. And it was stretched out unbelievably. The one woman looked like she was 4 times as wide as she really was. It was as if we were watching a picture of these people through a mirror at a funhouse mirror. It was distorted in such a grotesque way that it was like, oh, dude, you can't be serious. You could not actually have done this. But they did. It was just these people had just died, and it looked like a funhouse mirror. It was pathetic.